We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, this is a good question. The last time you were on a plane or the next time you board a plane, you will be thinking about this. Kanya, when you went to Florida, you said you witnessed two guys getting into a really heated discussion, right?
Yeah, no exaggeration. I mean, I said to my girlfriend, I'm like, if these guys continue to argue and make us get off the plane to go back to Rochester, I'm going to be pissed. It was like, I was like worried that it was going to happen.
Wow.
And it's really the moral decision that you have to make on a plane. How much space do you want to invade? When you recline your seat, is it jerk or justified to get on a plane and recline your seat all the way back? Simple. I know it's there for you to use, but do you use it?
Yeah.
When your seats recline, your seats in your position, when you're in the passenger seat, let's say, of a car, and you pick somebody up and they go in the back seat, what's the first thing you go to do? You go to reach under and move your seat up or lift incline your seat to make sure they have enough room behind you.
Or you'll ask them, do you have enough room back there?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll even do it myself at 6'3 in a car that's tiny. I'll even move up to where, you know, it's just about unsafe with how close the airbag is, mm-hmm. but just enough to where everybody's comfortable. It's the first thing you do.
That's a valid point.
So to shove that seat in the person behind you and they're in their face while you're flying in a tin can, it's a jerk move.
All seats are exactly the same space apart. They all recline to the exact same inch, and it's justified. Every time I fly with my seat back, and then when it's time to land, you put it up. Everybody does.
222.
It's justified.
222-2899. You are the Buzz Listener Jury. So you decide the case to recline your seat all the way back on an airplane, disregarding if somebody behind you is big or small or has a child or whatever. You just instantly recline it all the way back, jerk or justified. Hi, the Buzz.
I say it's jerk move.
Thank you. Wait, is this John?
It is.
Tell the all of Rochester how tall you are, John.
I'm 6'6", and when I sit in a plane, my knees are in my chest when I sit down.
Oh.
And do you recline back?
I can't.
Yeah, even if you could, right? Because you know what it's like to have no space, so I don't recline back either.
Yeah. No, I want to respect the people that are sitting behind me.
Just one note, every seat does the exact same amount of space to recline. It's not like you can lay in somebody's lap. It only goes back so far.
Yeah, but
each
it goes
seat
back
goes
pretty,
back
yeah.
so far. You know?
True.
I don't know. I think it's justified.
Well, next time I sit in front of you, Scott, I'm gonna recline all the way back.
That's fine. I'm short.
Thanks.
Hi, The Buzz. What do you think?
Oh, it is absolutely justified. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Look, you want that inch of space back, recline your seat.
Okay.
If you're in the back row, too bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Too bad for you. All right. 222-2899.
Back row is not able to recline.
Right.
He was right.
Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified.
Just say jerk. I go with Connie on this one.
Yeah? Why?
I'm 6 feet tall. I got long legs. It's a pain in the butt when people do that. You got no room. Even when I get in a car, I make sure I'm up as close as I can to the dash.
I think we're going to be divided by height restrictions. Tall people are going to say jerk, and normal-sized people or whatever are going to say justified.
I just think my car comparison was a ringer. And I think that's going to turn everybody.
You know, do you feel like you need to file a complaint to the airline company? It's discrimination. They're not thinking about you and
they
your
are.
Legs.
They are not. I do think there should be a height minimum for the exit rows. I don't think if you're 5'2", you should be able to buy the exit row. But whatever, that's for another day.
Hi to Buzz, jerk justified.
Jerk.
Yeah, it's a jerk.
Oh my gosh, she just evened it out. You just evened it out right now.
Wow. I was saving that argument for
to recline your seat on a plane all the way back. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
I think it's a jerk.
Yep.
Why?
Sure is.
Even though I'm 5'6", I still like my space, and mm-hmm. I kind of get uncomfortable, and I get claustrophobic.
Don't you recline your seat?
I don't really like reclining my seat because I feel like I'm going to be a jerk to the person behind
me.
Well, why do, then why do they put a little button on the handset on the hand rail there on the arm for you to recline your seat? Then none of them should be able to recline. It's there for a purpose, and you bought that
space. It's because the selfish people who do want to recline will complain if that button isn't there. They're the same type of person who would complain about it.
You bought that space. It's space you own that you could claim.
I was going to say, Scott, that's probably a good question for you to answer because I don't have an answer for that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi to Buzz.
Jerk or justify?
Good morning.
What do you think?
They're a jerk because you know what? If you want that, you got to pay the extra. That's what all the airlines are charging for now.
For the legroom, right?
Right.
You're paying for the reclining part all the time. Everybody pays the same for the recline. That's your space.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, times are changing. They're changing the planes and the flights now, too. They're going cheaper, but then they're charging you for that extra space. I think people should, if you're over a certain height, maybe you should have to pay that.
Ooh, it's a good idea.
Well, if you're over a certain weight, you don't have to pay that. If you're fat and your fat's rolling over the armrest and into the next person's space.
Well, Kanye, that's another thing. We're not talking about that yet, but sure. If they're going to make that change, they can certainly make that change. I was stuck 2 weeks ago going to Florida with a very large person in the middle.
Well, thanks for keeping the conversation on track. I appreciate
you vote this to be jerk to recline your chair?
Yeah, because it's a new age now. Yep.
Okay. I don't know how conscious you are with the person behind you, but that's really what it is, right? You're going to decide based on how you act when you get on a plane, jerk or justified. Right now, jerk is winning in the judgment zone.
Take one more.
It's up to you.
Howdy, boss.
I'm confident.
I think it's justified.
Oh,
crap.
Aren't
you conscious of the person behind you?
You know what? Everybody is entitled to that little spot, and Scott is right. It does go back only so far, and I have just as much right to space as any tall person.
Yeah.
And what about when you have someone who's too big next to you, and they take over part of your
We might have to bring that to the judgment zone tomorrow
because everyone keeps bringing it back. We go left to right
because everyone keeps bringing it up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So the very next call now, the very next Buzz listener jury could tie this up.
Okay.
If it's justified. If it's jerk, then the case is closed. Okay? 222-2899. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Oh, jeez. Coming back. Come on, my justifieds.
Honestly, I didn't think justified. It was going to be this
justified. Time. Also, you know, if you're the person in front of you or clients into your space, they could have lice. Now that your head's on an incline, the lice could bounce off into your biscotti cookies. you don't want lice biscotti cookies, do you?
Okay.
You got to vote jerk.
That is so disgusting. 222-2899. You are it, my friend. You are going to decide the case to recline your chair on an airplane, jerk or justified.
Sandy is a jerk.
Yes.
Henry, I thought you were my friend. Come on.
Oh, Henry, my new favorite candy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.